This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do. Malcolm, go!
Coach, were you happy or annoyed that Trump read the letter?
Seattle.
But your team's always been good at keeping outside distractions on the outside. Given the nature of this presidential race,
Seattle.
Did you find it helpful to talk to your players about this? Have any of your players talked to you about this?
Seattle.
Are there any concerns about any locker room rancor as a result of this?
Do you think that Bill Belichick wants to talk about Donald Trump's letter? I don't think so.
It doesn't sound like
it. No, it doesn't sound like it at all. So with me today is my good friend Vince, my good friend Tyler, and my brother Dominic back here again. I think he went out for a cigarette.
Couldn't quite make it through the intro without going out for a quick fag.
Had to go out to possibly put a Facebook post up of Trump something anti-Hillary and pro-Trump, no doubt. Yeah. So what's going on, guys? Been a while since I've had a full house. Last week, me and Vince did it solo, a full Jamie Collins bi-week podcast. Did you get a chance to listen?
I dabbled a little, yeah. Got a little piece. That was a lot of Collins talk.
Yeah, it didn't get rave reviews, I'm going to be honest, but we got 115 downloads.
I mean, not one joke told.
Well, I didn't want to tell jokes. It was a serious topic about a serious player.
But you were forthright about that. You came out right in the beginning. You're like, this
is... Why do I have to tell jokes? Am I a clown?
Yeah.
I don't
here to amuse you.
I'm here to entertain you.
Exactly.
Niggas is wildin'!
Yeah, Dom made it 12 seconds into the podcast before he deleted us.
I don't care.
He lost the headphones.
Is he going to add anything to the content? He's got no content. So, how do the Patriots stack up in Trump's America? How do they stand up? Do they make America great again, the Patriots?
Let's just say there's going to be no more erroneous investigations into the Patriots with Donald.
I hope that Donald takes Roger Goodell and chops his head off, just like those photos of him. Like he's in the 300 film cover. Dominic's going for his second ice cream sundae.
Sandwich.
Whatever, sandwich. Sunday sandwich. So anyway, bye week happenings. Obviously that clip we just played was Bill Belichick being asked ad nauseum by the leech media trying to get him to say something so they can call him racist or whatever they want to call him.
What do you think he said, though?
Exactly. Well, Dominic... Funny you should ask that, because I have a transcript of his letter right here.
You do?
Yeah, I do. It goes a little something like this. Let me read it. I don't really got his inflection, so I'm just going to read it in my voice. I'm not going to try and do an impression. And forgive me, I have a cold. Dear Don, we have been friends a long time, from the golf outings to the fishing trips aboard my boat, VI Rings. While I am on to Seattle, I am also on to you beating Hillary, because we have faced a lot better candidates than her. Trust me. You're truly one of the most well-rounded candidates that can do it all, can run, can get in and out of routes, uncover from defenders, as well as remove e-news skirts, and perfect candidate. I followed you a long time, from back to when you were a baby and your father Fred was building buildings to when you were running through invoices at Trump University. Honestly, I'm not sure I'd be in my position if it wasn't for you and your team. I know you will do what's best for your team, and you'll have them prepared to move on to Washington. I'm excited for your wall and hope you consider a second wall around Ryan Grigson's office in Indianapolis. P.S. 11,000 people voted for Harambe, and obviously you need to keep improving and getting better every day, but yesterday you made enough plays to win. I'm proud of the team.
Wow.
It's an impressive letter from
Bill Belichick. I'm surprised Bill went into that much detail.
A lot of detail.
Type of insight you get here on the Malcolm Go podcast. Exactly. Not a lot of people
have the transcript.
No.
Just me.
Exclusive content.
You know how the depths I had to get to.
I felt he couldn't break away from the football symbolism.
I think that's his what's in his mind full time is always football. So it doesn't matter. He's got a lot of Belichickisms will come out in other areas of the world. He said today that he's not a political guy, so I think that just a lot of football stuff comes up.
That's the most he's written. I mean, when he quit the Giants, I resigned from NYG.
When he quit the Jets, Vince, the Jets.
Was it the Jets?
He must have left both.
He left them both, but he was the head coach of the Jets. He wrote it on a napkin.
Oh, yeah.
I resign as HC from the NYJ and gave it to the general manager. And I would know that because I just read a book all about it. Jerry Thornton's book, in fact, which is called From Darkness to Dynasty.
Did you see Belichick actually tweeted at Hillary yesterday?
He tweeted at her?
Yeah, just said, God!
Hillary didn't get a lot of votes in the podcast.
Yeah. No, I don't think she did.
The podcast was a ringer for Don, even though Massachusetts was clearly a Hillary state.
Not Saugus, though.
No. Saugus is always a very red town. So you know what? You got the middle class Italians in Irishmen, and you don't have any of that hubbub down below. You know that they come and measure out the vote and make sure that it goes at the blue state area. Mm-hmm. Which I don't like to really get political. I don't like to cut our audience in half because next week I'll find out we have 50 downloads instead of 100. Yeah. I don't like that, but I mean, what are you gonna do? We're all here to make America great again, aren't we?
That's right.
Just kidding. I don't care. But that Tom Brady vote, everyone seems to be caring about that one. That was on the news today.
Not Giselle. She didn't care much about it at all.
I read that Giselle comment was photoshopped, and I think it was proven true that that some guy was like, I heard it. You were like, who cares? You're asking Giselle while she's posting something with her hands made into the shape of a heart around a horse.
It wasn't photoshopped when Tom Brady came on the mic today and said, I talked to my wife, and she said I'm not allowed to talk about politics anymore.
I know. What do you think he was saying? I wanted to know what he was talking about at home.
That she was with her, and
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I love the Donald.
Is she even a naturalized citizen yet?
I was going to say, stupid question. If she marries Tom Brady, does she still get to vote?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah, she's an American.
She's a citizen.
I don't have a political science degree.
She's got dual citizenship now.
Does she? I don't know what she said.
He was talking, and she just couldn't speak English, so she didn't know what he was saying.
Yeah, exactly. I like to think that he was just running down his whole defensive line and said, these motherfuckers all want handouts from the government.
He's like, gee, you don't understand. I played golf with him before we were married. It was awesome. I could grab whoever I wanted to when I was with him.
Grab anywhere, anything I wanted. And Jabal Sheard walks into my office and tells me he's going to vote for Hillary. I think that she was more a Green Party candidate than anything. She's all into that free love and weird shit. But do you think that he actually voted for Donald Trump?
Yes. Definitely.
100%. I think so, too. But
I wouldn't say it. Why risk it? He's already hated enough.
Donald's a very good friend. They've been good friends for a long time.
He supports his friends in all their endeavors. I think
that's true. I think he supports me and my Malcolm Go podcast.
Are they billionaires?
Yes. Tom Brady?
And Giselle?
No.
I thought Giselle was a billionaire.
I don't know. Jesus Christ. She's a model, Don. She's not a
mogul. Supermodel.
She made like $200 million in 1 year.
Yeah.
Well, she's clearing $200 million tax-free.
Yeah, Brazilian dollars.
Yeah, the government knows.
I wouldn't go to billions.
It's actually 48,000.
Yeah, exactly. 48 yen.
48 K.
I don't know. I just don't like that the media leeches. Like, wife sent me a thing because she was home today, not working, and then collecting from the government. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. She wasn't doing that. JK, LOL. But anyway, she sent me a video of CNN. Reports of one guy that won't be talking to his kids about Donald Trump's presidency because they do that that whole shit where how do I tell my son about Donald Trump being president and what he says to women? So they said one guy
just
that
go fuck themselves.
One guy that won't be talking about it is Tom Brady. Let's go to what he has to say. oh, I'm not a political guy, and he goes through all the rigmarole, and you have to listen to it, and all these media guys just want to leech on and have him say something, because the minute you say you voted for Donald Trump or you're friends with Donald Trump, you're a rapist, racist animal. You can't just be a normal guy that didn't want Hillary to be president. So
that's why a lot of people came out that weren't polled and voted for him.
That's what they call it, the silent majority, Vince.
I don't know. Judging by this podcast.
That's what they call the minority vote.
Judging by this podcast, I think that fits the bill.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they try to villainize Tom Brady. Meanwhile, Pete Carroll, known fact that he is a 9/11 truther. Nobody wants to talk about that, though.
Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll's a 9/11 truther. That's a true story. I'm not making that up for a joke.
Kind of has me coming around on the guy.
Man, that look, I didn't.
Thermite paint can take down buildings.
Thermite paint.
I didn't join the United States Air Force and fight terrorism in San Francisco, doing blood pressures to listen to Pete Carroll say 9/11 was fake.
Exactly. I didn't sit my ass on that table on that butcher's paper, checking everybody for lumps to see this country degraded by Pete Carroll.
I was literally in the shit.
You didn't actually go over in the shit. You were just playing in old people's shit.
Yeah, just wiping shit.
Did you actually wear like a what nurses wear?
Oh yeah, and I went
with like scrubs. White Crocs and like the white little slip-ons.
No, I wore
black
tennis shoes or whatever. But I went.
How old were your patients?
I went no sure. Undershirt under the scrubs because I like the deep V.
Yeah, it's a great. A super deep V.
Yeah, I wish I had a little more chest hair, and I would have done better in the hospital.
Not in San Francisco. I don't think you want that much chest hair.
Well, I was north of San Francisco.
Stay bare. What? I wanted to...
Thermite paint.
Yeah, thermite paint.
Chris Kyle has a glass jaw.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
So, were they soldiers that you tended to, or were they just old folks?
In Texas, it was soldiers, and then in San Francisco, it was more veterans.
Veterans.
Well, but also, like, active military, so...
Anybody make a pass at the nurse?
What?
You like make a pass at you.
No, I was making passes at other nurses.
Oh my God, it's Johnny Moxon.
Don't ask, don't tell. Don't ask, don't tell. All right, let's get on to football. I don't want to talk about events anymore. So, do you think they vote down a racial line? I feel like voting and professional sports teams where you get a lot of egos could be especially in a vote like this, or probably in Obama in 08 and whatever 2004 or 12 whatever fuck he ran. Do you think they vote down racial lines? Do you think there's a lot of chatter?
I know. Mashed potatoes and gravy, Tony.
I think there's probably 8 people in the locker room that actually give a shit, and the rest of them are just having a great time with their friends playing
zillions
football
of
for a lot of money, and they don't really give a shit.
No. None of them voted. They don't live. They're not from Massachusetts. They all
are you not familiar with an absentee ballot?
Yeah, they're from America.
They just think they're too
America.
Dumb to understand what an absentee ballot is.
I lived in a different state. I didn't even come close to thinking about voting once it came.
I didn't think about
shit.
Voting living in my state.
Yeah,
so
I don't think.
Well, that's un-American.
I did vote. I did vote yesterday.
I voted.
This is the first time I've ever voted for president, and I am 30.
Me too.
So I missed two. But I didn't care to do it at college.
You missed three. Oh, yeah, two, because you have to be 18.
I have to say, I enjoyed
that too sometimes.
I enjoy voting. I enjoyed voting before when you punch the holes through the, you take a little clip and you poke the hole rather than fill in the dot. I don't enjoy filling in the dot.
I think Saugus is a very low class style of voting. I think they give you the felt pen and that's it.
I like the felt pen.
You get no other option. I don't think we've ever had a machine. Just some bum from down the street brings in pallets of ballots and that's it.
But they had... they had like a school. You had to pick a representative from the school committee. Did you vote, Ty?
I voted for Donald Wong, and that was it.
Yeah,
I didn't touch anything else.
You only had to. There was like a huge. But there was only one representative per like bubble thing, so we didn't really know what to do. So I started just filling them all out, and then halfway through, they said you can. I read that it read on the directions you can only vote for one of them. So I just took it in. I took it up to the front. And I was like, no, this isn't done. Because they kept telling me, like, just put it through the hole. Just put it through. Just feed it right
if
through
you
the
just
hole.
Put it through.
If you'll just feed it through, then you voted.
I don't understand why you didn't just put it through the slot.
But they made a big deal of it. I had to go over to the other place. They're like, well, what were you thinking? Did you read the directions? And then They threw it. They wrote like X's all over it, and then gave me a new one, fresh ballot.
The transgendered, bimorphic animals, Black Lives Matter T-shirts,
wearing
that give you the ballots and then yell at you.
Yeah.
Yay, Sonny's here, everyone.
Again.
And he's escaped.
But if you push him, Jerry, if you ride him.
But if you push him, Jerry.
I don't know. I added that to the soundboard. Had nothing to. I just wanted to play it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's an interesting thing. I don't know if they do care. I mean, there's certainly some political guys in LA. I know Chris Long. A lot of guys like to think that they're. A lot of guys want to be. Part of something.
Like Tim, I see Chris Long as being Tim Thomas of the Patriots. He has to be like hardcore Republican.
You
now.
Think that? I don't think so.
Really?
I think he's hardcore liberal.
Really?
To be quite honest, yeah.
They're all so liberal. They're so uneducated, if you will.
I don't think that. They all graduated college faster than you did.
Well, okay. When's the last time somebody paid $80,000 to show up and watch somebody do a fucking science project?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the program.
I know. So anyway, I think he's very, very liberal. I don't know if there's Republican. I would say Tom Brady is probably Republican.
Probably, he voted for Donald Trump.
Allegedly,
Bill Belichick,
and Bob Kraft. I do think they are. I think that you might be able to. You couldn't tell me what he. I don't think he even knows who ran for president.
I mean, they're in a different tax bracket than us, anyway. We really can't judge their political.
Views, but I think that Chris Long is very liberal because he's very charitable, where he goes over to Africa and gives water to the African babies.
Oh, so Republicans don't donate or don't do charity? What are you talking about? That's insane. Insane statement.
Do you think that they care that much about anything outside of the United States? I don't think I do.
Or I don't themselves. Think Democrats do either.
See, I think that's the problem with a lot of people in America that think Republicans only care about themselves. And I registered as an independent this year, but the problem is if you're a Republican, you only care about yourself. If you're a capitalist, you only care about making money for yourself. And it's just not true.
Donnie,
I think
please.
Republicans are actually known to throw babies down wells.
No. I just think it's getting kind of hard to try to feed and water my C-plus teeter-totter, cut up between being a father and a prima donna.
Baby mama.
Mama's drama's got me to the point I'm like a snail.
Oh, God.
I thought somebody would save me.
Can't.
Why would you come in with that?
Because I only get the microphone once every 18 seconds. I have to think of something to do because Vince is hoarding it.
Okay.
Well, you get it once every 1 minute now. You get one shot a minute now.
Now he's on fucking probation, microphone probation. Whatever he comes with that, I can't play with it anymore. So Jamie Collins update looked terrible in Cleveland. Anybody watch that game or see any highlights?
Dallas?
Against Dallas, correct?
His first game. He's going to get paid.
This is how bad the Cleveland Browns are. He's there 2 days. He plays 100% of the defensive snaps. Leave him out a week, coach. Let him learn the fucking defense. Nothing?
No, they get. They,
Why not throw him in there? What do they have
seriously.
To lose?
It's not like they're in a playoff hunt.
I guess that's true, too. They got to pay him, so fuck it. They only got to see what they got. They got to see what they got.
Might as well learn on the job.
Jamie Collins gets burned by elderly man Jason Witten for a touchdown. I don't think he scored a touchdown all year. He burns. He breaks Jamie Collins' coverage.
Yeah, I have Witten in fantasy. Benched him because he's a bum, and then he blows up, against Jamie Collins. Yeah,
Jamie
very
Collins.
Frustrating.
A guy that can run 4.4 and fucking Witten, you'd be lucky to see him run 5.3 right now at this point in his career.
The Cowboys are a bad matchup for him, too, because anytime you have to read a defense, like if they can run the ball and he has to make a read, if it's on play action, he gets burnt. Like crazy. Yeah. He just guesses.
The Cowboys are a bad matchup for him. Anybody's a bad matchup for him.
Yeah.
Anybody.
At this point, he's
the
just
Browns, I mean.
Yeah, for the Browns. Jamie had no idea what was going on up there. He was fucking, they were like, look, okay, you got here Wednesday, you're playing Sunday, that's obvious. 100% you're playing.
But it's also like, hey, Jamie, welcome to Cleveland. Do whatever you want, man. Just go out and have a good time.
Well, honestly, if you're going to keep your hair like that, we're going to sign you. If you're gonna go pom pom hair, you're staying. We love that here in Cleveland.
What do they? What do they do in New England for defense?
What kind of defense are you running over there? Meanwhile, so he has to fucking play. He didn't get a bye week, I don't think, because the Cleveland already have their bye week, so he got fucked. So he has to go in and play every single game this season. Of course, he gets a whole off season off, so that's pretty sweet. That's it. righteous deal for him. Could go back down to.
He was getting plenty of rest in New England too, though.
That's true. They gave him. They told him he was going to become a part-time player, and they would just, you know, move on from him. Yeah, I'm over it at this point, Vince. Over it.
Oh, you have to be over it at this point, Tony. I mean, really, what options do you have out there?
good insight, Dom.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do this week with Roberts. They have that other guy, Van Noy,
the new guy they brought in. And then they got Mingo, who's finally going to be acclimated to that defense. Yeah. Let the motherfucker play.
Let the boys play.
Let the boys play, Denzel.
Is this another Edelman? Like they had when they got rid of Welker, they knew they had Edelman. Just like we got rid of.
I think it's part of it. I think that
Mingo
they
coming up.
I think that that was the whole reason behind it. I think that they brought in Van Noy. Like, all right, if this doesn't work out, at least this guy is serviceable. And you know, they got Landon Roberts. They know what they got in that. A bullheaded animal who's just going to stop every run and come through you like a cannonball. And then they got Mingo, who's, you know, he's got an upside that's probably just as high as Collins, but a floor that's way below what Collins can do because he's been in the league longer. He failed at a higher level. He was the sixth overall pick, but he hasn't produced anything. He's just thinner. He's not as thick as Collins, but he's just as athletic.
And our base defense is two linebackers anyways. They never run. I said us. I don't like when people do.
But what, you got a mouse in your pocket?
They never have three linebackers on the field anyways, just maybe at the goal line, so it's not really that big of a deal.
Well, I mean, the fact that the defensive line is not getting any pressure is not helping. So they've been rushing three. So they've been running three linebackers a lot, three linebackers and five defensive backs, and then fucking just that's what they're going to do this week, I think.
Yeah, it's bend don't break, bend don't break.
The fact that Seattle can't run the ball and Russell Wilson has the same amount of rush yards as Tom Brady this season, and that as of last week was a true statement. I think I don't know if he ran for any against Buffalo, but they can't run, and their offensive line's terrible, so might as well just rush three, try and get to them. If you can't, just man up everybody on the outside. They don't have anybody that's going to beat you.
Yeah, seriously. This offense really is a big drop-off from 2 years ago. Without who's their left tackle that's gone?
Okung.
Okung's gone. Unger's gone. I mean, they really just...
They haven't clicked since on offense. I mean, they got Jimmy Graham, who seems to be playing better now.
I would like to see Jimmy Graham get shut down just like he did last time.
Yeah, exactly, with a better passing quarterback. I mean, he had Drew Brees, where Jimmy Graham is the main target, and Aqib Talib shuts him down one-on-one. I mean, I don't think you have anybody... Maybe Malcolm Butler has cover skills, but doesn't have the size of Aqib Talib. So I think you're going to get a lot of Patrick Chung on old Jimmy G, see what happens. But on the outside, I mean, I'm not too worried about anybody out there. Doug Baldwin, they're all fucking shuck and jive type players, like the old school Patriots, like Deion Branch and David Givens that have to get open with crossers and pick plays. There's nobody out there that's going to burn you and beat you with a route like Antonio Brown's going to do.
Yeah, there's really not much threat to that. I don't know how do they put up points? Like who?
They don't put up a lot, but they don't give up a lot.
They go to 6-6 times.
They have the best defense in the league.
Yeah, well, they have the same defense that played the Super Bowl. They have the same defense that it's been for 6 years. It's like on the fourth defensive coordinator, though, because the defense is always so good that the defensive coordinator becomes a head coach immediately.
Yeah, but they have an offense that can't control the clock like they could.
Yeah, they don't have Marshawn Lynch, and they can't run the ball. So the problem, you score points on them.
They're tired by the end of the game.
You put them out of their misery, so... The defense doesn't change. We know what you're going to get. You're going to get Richard Sherman on the right side. I don't even know who their second cornerback is at this point. But you just got it's the same thing. They play that cover three and sit there and wait for you to make a mistake. So it's going to be a lot of the same game plan as the Super Bowl, and I'm sure they're watching it. I mean, it's going to be the same thing, but this time we got Martellus Bennett, a second Gronk basically out there that's going to run fucking hog wild over there because they're going to double-team Gronk, probably. It's good with K.J. Wright and Cam Chancellor or something. And I don't think that they have another answer for Martellus Bennett. I think it's going to be a huge game for him.
Huge Bennett week?
I think it's a huge Bennett week.
So I should go Bennett on FanDuel because
I would 100%
agree struggling.
With so they're what...
Are they going to run the ball? How is their rush defense? I mean,
it's okay. I mean, it's not great. Michael Bennett's out for the game. Their best player in defense. So
he's out for more than the game, right?
Well, he's out for this game. I don't know when he's out for a while. I heard his knee. So They have. I think their defensive line is a bunch of guys I've never heard of. Silver Salinga is one of them now, who was on the Patriots Super Bowl team. And he's a decent guy. He's not going to rush the passer, but he's a big fat body that will stand there and catch you if you run into him.
Giant fat body.
Exactly. You are a disgusting fat body, Private Cut. I have that, and I wanted to play it now. And if I could ever find it.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, Private Pile.
Silver Salinga. So they have him. They got very little pass rush, which was their calling card. Pass rush and man defense. And at this point, they don't really have much of either of those. They've got Richard Sherman, which you could stay away from because he doesn't follow receivers around. So if you want to get the ball to Edelman, you want to get the ball to Gronk, you just move him to the left side. So it's really, I mean, it's not a terribly complicated defense to beat. I mean, you just have to be patient. The problem with other football teams is they get too aggressive and throw it down the field and get picked off and fucking.
If you make a mistake, they burn you every time.
Yeah,
Earl Thomas he's one of the best safeties to watch in the game. Both those guys, Cam Chancellor too, they're just so good.
Yeah, Cam Chancellor. I don't think he's that good. He's a big hitter, but I mean, he's more of a linebacker to me. I don't see him being anything like a cover safety. I mean, he's just a giant guy.
He's like Chung to me. He's like the same type of player. He's great in the run and decent coverage. He gets the job done in coverage. He's not going to
Chung can cover tight ends better than Cam Chancellor can, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
We have had a few throws this year, or Tom has had a few throws this year that against this defense would have been picked off, because I'm always looking at that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this streak go on a little, like as long as possible, obviously. But there were a few drops from the D's that were close pickoff plays. If that happens against Seattle, they're going to take a ball back.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, Tom's dude. I mean, he hasn't ever thrown an interception. The whole team hasn't thrown an interception this year yet. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Pats, though. We don't turn the ball over very much, but we haven't gotten any turnovers this year.
We put the ball on the ground, though, sometimes.
Yeah, well, and punts. But that stopped. I mean, the thing was with this defense, it was always opportunistic. But they play better defense now, but they're not as opportunistic as they was. Say, like, that second Giants Super Bowl year, right? The defense was terrible. They couldn't cover the pass worth a damn, right? The third down defense was like 65% conversion rate, something crazy. And anytime that was the year they actually, I think they played Russell Wilson and lost on the last second bomb. I think that was that year. Maybe it was the year after.
That was when Sherman got in his face. Yeah. And I wonder.
I know, maybe it was the year after. They were giving up fucking bombs every game, if you remember that. And but they had like 50 turnovers. They had like, I swear, it was like 30 fumble recoveries and 10 interceptions or 10 in, or like 20 and 20. It was crazy. They had the most by far in the league by like double. And that's what they used to be like, but they're not like that anymore because they don't play as much zone. It used to be force them into a mistake with a bad read and then you bat a ball and it's intercepted. Now it's man coverage, play defense, make a punt. It's not really as much.
Yeah, and we haven't been able to get to the quarterback, so there's none of those strip sacks.
Yeah, the only one ever. You can't trust anybody to get a strip sack anymore. It's always Ninkovich is the only one that can ever get there.
Yeah.
Jabal Sheard has yet to impress. Of course, we didn't have a game last week, so I'm hot right now. I'm hot for a turnover. I'm always getting hot.
Hey, last time you got hot for a turnover, we got a turnover.
I know, but I shouldn't be asking for one turnover. Give me three. Give me four in a game.
I know. Seriously, you're like two picks.
It's not that bad. I mean, dude. Russell Wilson's a good quarterback, but
we've actually had a few interceptions too that have like there's penalties on the play. Like McCourty had a pick. I think Chung had one too, like a diving pick that got called back.
Chungabunga.
First Sunday, first cold game of the year in Foxborough.
It's supposed to be
a little chilly. It's supposed to be get down there in the 38s. I mean, that's
it's basically
Seattle weather. But.
Yeah, prime time night game. At Gillette Stadium, under the lights, let the boys play.
Man, I don't play! Let the boys play!
And a nice hangover on Monday for all who attend.
Yeah, the boys are definitely going to... 204 is going to be lit, 100%. 204 is definitely going to be lit.
204 always gets fired up at night. When it gets dark, 204 goes
that's
off.
That's when it starts to stomp. People, they get wild at 204. Yeah, we get wild over there. We get wild. We get pretty wild in Erie, PA.
Boys like to play. They're actually missing that huge player for Seattle. Fucking the guy 12, whoever, 12 man over there?
12
yeah.
man.
Oh. Yeah, he's not going to be able to play.
Is there anything worse than a neon boa?
Oh, my
this
God.
This fucking pitiful. I tweeted about it on, what do they play, Monday night? And I was getting harassed by Seattle fans. I said, listen, I hate these guys. I said, to be fair, I hate these guys in New England, too. But it's like one out of 10,000 paint their face. Why is every single grown man in Seattle painting their face and going to a game with a fucking neon scarf?
Or those fucking, those awful neon headbands with the fucking hair coming out of the top of the, yeah, the purple
the,
hair.
They were the cool things that you used to wear to go skiing when you were in like the eighth grade in 1988.
Just kill yourself.
Just the Arena Football League look. It
really is. They look like they're playing the fucking, the San Jose fucking Thunderbolts. What's the name? I know they got a team. San Jose's got to have a team.
Just go back to grunge music and stop pretending you like football.
Exactly. It's go fucking have some heroin and sit under the clouds and cut the shit. Yeah, you're not a fucking football fan because you go and scream and wear a 12 jersey. I'll tell the story again. I went to fucking the Super Bowl when they played, and you know I knew that they liked to be loud, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever, they're football fans, but it was embarrassingly bad how annoying like they were. And I'm not one, like, I like an aggressive football fan. Like, I like a Philly football fan. They'll tell you, fuck you.
I love Philly fans. Love Philly fans.
I like Boston fans. I like New York fans. East Coast, Northeast fans. Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Yeah. People that fucking show up to away games and will say, fuck your face. Yeah. The Ravens are going to win or something. And so you can punch and fight and somebody goes to jail. But these Seattle fans are so sweet and nice, but they're all dressed in this 12 gear.
It's just so cunty.
Oh, it's just the most cocky, condescending asshole look. Like,
it's
like
12 gear with like tight jeans on, like exact a tight
Converse
like
All-Stars, low Phoenix tops.
I was in Phoenix too. I didn't go to the game, but after the game, I was shit-faced, just yelling in Seattle's fans' faces, like, ah, you guys suck. And they were just like, all right, nice win, man. Like, congrats.
Well, no, definitely. We'll see you next year. We'll see you next year. You ever been to the Space Needle? Come on by. You can stay at my house.
I'm heading back up north now to do some urban foraging. I'm gonna
we got a big day Monday. We're going to take down a lot of trees up in the Pacific Northwest. Okay.
It wasn't even a blowout, too. They lost on a last second
the
play.
The worst,
didn't give a fuck.
I've explained it so many times. That loss would have had, you would have had to take me out of there in a fucking ambulance. And if anybody talked to me, it would have been, they would have been on fuck, I would have been on a fucking America's Most Wanted because you wouldn't have found me. I would have slit throats if somebody was like, hey man, why didn't he run the ball in the goal line? Why did Tom Brady throw that pass? I was like, I don't know. Why are you dead now? You're stabbed in the throat.
That's the Cali fans right there. And I was like, they fucking stabbed.
Yeah, exactly. The Oakland Raiders. Yeah. You can't even.
It's close to the border.
They're like,
know?
don't even look at the Raiders. Don't you even look at the Raiders? They come on the field, man. You look at the Raiders, I'm gonna kill you.
The Chargers fans too. They're fucking.
Well, they hate each other. There's like a fucking. It's the Dodgers and like Giants, and then the Raiders and the Chargers. I mean, the Dodgers and the Giants, and then the Chargers and the fucking Raiders. And then the Raiders and the 49ers, and they just kill each other like they're gangs.
Yeah.
Does the national crime rate go up or down now that the Raiders are doing better?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it could go
both
ways.
Statistic. That's a Trump statistic. Make America great again in Oakland. Make Oakland great again.
We'll keep our hand, our hand close.
I'll tell you right now, I just can't stand the fucking feathered boas. Go to a football game, wear a fucking jersey, and get drunk like a man. No one wants to watch you scream. Like, no one cares. Well, that's the eighth false start the 12th man has gotten this season.
Seriously, if you're high-fiving after a false start, you gotta get a new hobby.
The Sea Hulk. Have you ever seen the Sea Hulk? He wears a construction hat like he does construction. But he's got a Seattle, and it says he's got little letters that he probably stole from his son that he took little stickers, put it on front of his construction hard hat, and it says Sea Hulk. And he paints himself, his whole body from waist to face is green with all the fucking definition of the Sea Hulk. And he's like 65 years old, and he is pretty ripped, but he's just a cunt, and I hope he's dead.
I wish someone would throw one of those stupid fishes off his face. He'd fall down and crack his head off the sidewalk.
That's probably what he does for work. He descales tuna. He always got to come home to his wife smelling like salmon. his fingers are all fishy and fucking. He stinks. He's got to try and. He can't try and fuck his wife because he doesn't know which one. He doesn't know if his fingers smell or if it's his wife.
Yeah, his wife's pussy stinks because he's constantly fingering her with those fucking awful fish hands.
He doesn't know where she got it. Bethany.
This really got out of control.
Bethany, are you taking a shower? Is that the cod again? look, I got some. I gotta go to work. I'll be back at noon, but wash up. And he's gonna. They gotta fuck. He's always just. He just stinks. He's got to wear his galoshes to work. And then he just, Beth, can you get more green paint? Sunday, I need it. You know that the Seahawks are playing. San Francisco's coming to town. They're our rival. They're our rival.
She's got fish guts pouring out of her pussy like exactly. 3 days later. Exactly. Just fucking it's just still up there.
Caviar just dripping down her fat thighs. Her fat northwest thighs. Fucking Pacific Northwest. Those, fucking.
Those saggy underarms under her biceps.
Exactly. You know she's got those pillow bag fucking underarms and her her fat veiny thighs with their deadliest catch smell.
Oh, they're just a fucking nightmare up there.
This commercial is brought to you by Donald Trump.
I just pictured the Seahawk yelling at his wife, constantly talking about he needs more green paint. Bethany, if you don't get the paint, you know the Seahawks aren't going to win.
The team's relying on me, Bethany.
He's almost as bad as me and Fireman Ed had it out a while back when he was he got on Twitter before he quit on the Jets. He got on Twitter and he did something, and I just fucking went after him for like 45 minutes. Just he didn't even respond to me. He blocked me after like the eighth tweet. I loved it because he was such a child about it. So all my friends were like from college or Jets fans. So we would watch the games, and I'd see this guy. I'd say, "Who's this fucking guy?" And why? And he's like, "That's Fireman Ed. He's Fireman Ed. He is our fan. He's the number one fan in the world." I said, "Okay, is he a New York firefighter?" Like I was like, "Well, that'll show some respect if he's a New York firefighter." And it was post 9/11 America, so I was supporting him. And he's like, "No, I think he's just a New Jersey firefighter from some hamlet village." And I said, "Well, fuck this guy. So I just started going lambasting him. I said, "Oh, do you sit at home with your little jet airplane and just smash it into each other? Boom, boom, waiting for the big game on Sunday to rally him up." And I don't know. I just went after him for about 25 minutes, and finally he blocked me, and then he quit on the Jets. I think that I had a hand in killing him.
That's the most Jets thing of all time. The number one fan just quit and gave up.
I thought he came back not too long ago.
Yeah, he came back, but he said he was never going to wasn't going to be the Jets guy anymore, which made me even happier that he has to sit there like a cuckold, watch somebody else take over for him. Somebody's fucking Ed's wife while he's sitting there. Somebody's trying.
I care. He probably gets a free beer every game.
Somebody definitely is some asshole. It's like, "Ed, remember you used to do the J thing? Remember you did it? You started it? You'd get up and you'd be on your friend's shoulders and you'd do the thing? Well, I'm going to start a new one." And I like to think about the guys that like try to start a new one. Go Jets. And okay, on three, Jets. And nobody wants to fucking play with them.
That dumb Seattle fan that dresses up in all green. His wife is definitely fucking getting fucked by some 19-year-old grunge loser when he's at the game.
Wearing he's got his JNCO jeans on and his baby white man dreads, and he's tagging her with his fucking bass. He's got
leather boots all the way up to his knees.
Babe, put on the Manson. Babe, you got Black Hole Sun, babe. Put on Spotify. We're gonna play Alice in Chains while we do this. Okay, dude. And then they go to the fucking fish market and smell. All
right. Well, you know, good luck to Seattle.
good luck.
We wish him well. Here on the Malcolm Go
It's a fine
podcast.
Town you have up there. Fine town.
It seems we still haven't gotten over our Super Bowl win 2 years ago.
Never going to get over it. Until they stop wearing fucking feather boas and neon fucking gloves, I will not get over it. Wear a jersey. Drink a fucking whatever you drink up there, Molson Ice. You're so close to I don't know what they drink.
Until that stadium falls and they move to Oklahoma City, I will not rest.
I will not let it die. I want you to Kevin Durant this fucking thing. Get out of there.
The only time you should drape a 12 flag around your neck and wear it like a cape is when you're hanging yourself from your garage.
After the fucking, they lose because you threw on the fucking 1 yard line. Don't be fucking so jolly about it.
Seriously.
Hang yourself from that fucking Phoenix Cardinal Stadium.
12 man flags. What
you should have been hanging
fuck?
Up there like a banner.
Yeah, just all dangling.
Should have said Arizona Cardinals, NFC Champions 2012. 12's fan hanging dead because he fucking killed himself.
12 fans hanging from the Raptors.
You just look at him and you say, "Yes, that makes sense because you lost in the worst play possible."
Good day, sir.
Good day. You get nothing and nobody. No one
circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
What else we got here? Dion Lewis. Football.
We really spun off there.
Spun off.
So back to the cover two.
the cover three. What were they running on defense? So Dion Lewis is. We're probably going to see him this week. You excited about that? I'm excited about it. I need to see LeSean McCoy ate up on that. He ate on that Seattle defense last week. I'd love to see. I'd love to see Dion Lewis get to the outside.
To be honest with you, I'm more excited to see what the defense is bringing this weekend than Dion Lewis. I feel like it's just going to be the same James White look. It'll be interesting to see him, but I'm very interested to see what they're doing with
I'm more interested because this is the best defense you're going to play in the league, right? So you're playing the best defense you can in the league. Possible Super Bowl preview. Possible Super Bowl. It's a definite Super Bowl rematch with a revenge angle because they're going to want to come in here and win big time.
Yeah, Pete would love to come back to Foxborough.
He's never coached in Foxborough since he left. So, I mean, it'll be exciting to see him back and get booed fucking horrendously with his.
Yeah, it was really weird seeing Seattle on the home schedule. Like, it's not Seattle it's just weird. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Every 8 years, you get a weird NFC West team come here. So you get the Rams this year too. It's been fucking just as long. So. I'm excited to see the defense, but with the offense, like I would have been more excited to see the defense play Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger than seeing them play Seattle. I am excited to see the offense go up against probably the best offense in the league go up against the best defense in the league. So
I want to see how they fare. I want to see Dion Lewis in the running game. That's what I'm excited for because they're running the ball great this year. And then with Blount, and then to get him in there, White hasn't really done much.
He's a pass catching back. He can't run. He can't take a handoff.
But Lewis. I mean,
Lewis can do a little more.
Lewis is shifty and short. Yeah. That's the thing. He can get outside.
Just get him the ball.
Dude, Blunt's shifty now, though, so I don't know.
He is. I mean, he's the hot hand right now. Do you take it out of the hot hand?
No. He's still our guy. He's still our number one.
No, he's the number one guy, but you got to have...
He's my bottom.
Yeah, he's got to be getting 20 carries a game, so...
You still want Brady to throw it 30 times. No matter what. Tyrod Taylor was picking apart that Bills defense on the road. With no target. He has nobody to throw to.
Yeah, Taylor's going to be a star in a few years, I think.
He's pretty fucking good.
Dude, he's impossible to bring down, like to tackle. He's so fast.
Yeah, he's fast. And he's just so quick. He's like a right-handed Michael Vick with probably a less accurate arm, I would say. He can run just as good as him, but he can't throw as good as Michael Vick could throw.
Taylor doesn't make many mistakes.
No, he doesn't. He can read defenses, which Michael Vick could not do. So maybe Michael Vick could throw better and he could fucking rip the skin off your palms, but he couldn't read a defense. And that's why he was terrible. And then he killed dogs.
Vick was like I feel like that's what AI would have been if he played football.
He was the top 10 football and basketball recruit. Allen Iverson was supposed to be recruited to play starting quarterback at Nebraska or something.
What was he weighing in that though?
I'm sure he was six whatever he is. What's he 6'1"? He was probably 6'1", 165. But he still would have been sick.
Yeah. He would have been a dead person. He would have been sick for one play. Then he would have been very sick.
He would have put some weight on, I think. And he could take it. You saw him drive it to the hole against Shaq. He could take a hit.
Yeah, he's just gangster. I saw him throw a chair at a white woman once.
He's tougher than Bron Bron.
In a bowling
Bron.
Alley, you were there?
In a bowling alley. I'm not in person, but I saw it on fucking World Star. So, kind of there. World Star. So, I'm excited. I want to see Dion Lewis get to the outside, get a little shift in him. Because... I mean, LeSean McCoy was doing it. Of course, the Bills have a better offensive line than us, but I think that we'll see what happens. One thing I do want to see is I'd love to see Seattle, when they're on the goal line, run that play again and just try it. Just run that fucking because once they get on the goal line, all the Patriots fans are just going to be yelling, run it, run, just taunting Pete, just run. Why won't you run?
It's a lose-lose situation. If they run the play to perfection and score a touchdown on a passing play, we just laugh at them. So
you could have done that, though, like a couple years ago. But if they run, everyone's going to be like, hey, and make Pete feel like a dickhead. He'll probably laugh and chew his gum.
Do that stupid thing where he leans over. Like
he's always chomping on gum. Like it's fucking giving him air to breathe, the gum. So I'd love to see him run that play. Malcolm Butler won't be in the same position, but I'd love to see him do it. Ernie Adams is going to be pink striping the shit out of him, though. You know, he's already got their entire playbook in his head. Probably in his hands, too. He probably took it.
With a full bye week, to.
Yeah, that's what he's. Belichick's 12-4 coming out of a bye in his Patriots career. That's pretty good.
Thought it'd be better.
And that doesn't even count playoffs where he's like 9-1 or something crazy. After
three of those losses were in Cleveland.
In Cleveland?
When he coached Cleveland.
Oh. No, I was talking about
Patriots
career.
No, I know. I was just saying.
Well, thanks for the help, Vince. Glad you could bring that.
I was just saying, I was surprised he's lost four games coming off a bye week.
Yeah, I remembered a couple. I mean, you know, it's hard to come back from a bye week. And you just go on a vacation, and then you come back, and you're rested, and they make you hit each other again.
Especially
so
now,
annoying.
You practice much less than years back, past. So,
yeah. What do they? They put on full pads like 10 times a season. Not even. I think they wear full pads like eight or nine times a season.
Yeah,
something a lot of
teams
crazy.
Stop wearing them as soon as the season starts.
Yeah, so they don't fucking hit until Sunday. I don't understand how people are not getting these concussions. They wear uppers, as the boys would call them, which is just shoulder pads and helmets.
Uppers is that's gorgeous. Nothing's better than walking in on a full pad day and you just hear him go, you know, I take just uppers today, boys.
Uppers.
Put the shorts on.
Just for no reason. Some kids on my football team used to love to call them, say, downers today. All right, we're doing downers today for no fucking reason. We just all laugh about it like little idiots. It was locker room talk, you know? A little locker room banter. We're going downers today, guys.
That's what the boys talk about in the locker room.
That's it. The boys talk about grabbing pussies and wearing downers. That's it.
And they let you because you're a star.
Exactly. When you're a star, when you're a billionaire or a Sauga Sachem football player, you can talk about whatever the fuck you want. So what's the game plan this week, guys? What do we think the offense needs to do to win?
The same. The exact
Elaborate
same.
On that, Vince.
I mean,
bring you in here
honestly,
for your intellect.
Come on. Like, we're going to break down the Patriots offense, saying what they need to do. What we need to do is, you know, do a good job on D, not make stupid mistakes on special teams, and we win the game.
Do your job is what you're trying to say.
I'm just like...
We're on to Cincinnati.
It's hard to say, like, what Patriot and Tom Brady needs to keep throwing the ball 85% of the...
No, they're going to run the crossing routes just like they did before, but it's going to be big for Bennett and Amendola because it's going to be all crossers underneath, right in front of the linebackers, 6 yards, 6 yards, 6 yards, break a tackle, 6 yards more, you know? It's the same thing. It's going to be a big slot receiver game. I'd love to see Malcolm Mitchell get in there and fucking run a couple routes.
Yeah, I'd like to see him.
Maybe they take a shot. Maybe they take a shot down the left line with Hogan again.
Yeah.
When the Seahawks start cheating up, because you know they're gonna cheat up once Brady starts fucking chucking them crossers on them and Edelman's breaking tackles, they're gonna start cheating up, getting ready for him, and then Hogan's gonna break behind the defense.
See, you're right though. Like that's like what I've been saying. I'm getting lazy. I don't even think about what are the Patriots gonna have to do this week on offense to get past Seattle, who was the best defense in the league. And I'm just like, yeah, they're still gonna score like a million points, and then if we can do a decent job on D, we'll win the game.
I think people overlook the revenge factor. I always see that as a motivating thing for a team. It's 2 years out, which is a little different. Or actually, it's 2 years now, basically, or a year and a half since the last game. It's not a ton of players on the team, so it was like 50% on each side was on the team at the time. But I still think that's a huge thing with any team. They're going to watch the game, and they're going to think about that feeling of losing. Now, if this was in Seattle, I'd say Seattle is going to win. I would win that game.
Oh, really?
If it was in Seattle, I think it would be a Seattle victory. Yes.
I don't think so. Yeah, big Edelman day. He actually had a big game last week, probably his best game of the year so far last week.
Yeah, he was strong last week.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, last game. And I think you're going to see that again. Him and Amendola is going to have a big game, too.
Yeah, Amendola and Bennett, I'm telling you, because they're going to be key and Gronk, Edelman for the catches, and you're going to get a lot of Amendolas wide open fucking on the left side. And the fifth option out of the backfield, if you remember, Shane Vereen had a gigantic game against Seattle. He had like 11 catches out of the backfield. So that's what I'm thinking. If they got Deion Lewis back there, it's time. Or James White, I think, is going to get the call before Deion running, taking big hits from Seattle defense, because they'll fucking be going for your knee immediately.
Is there a spread on this game yet?
Oh, yeah. 7.5 Pats.
I'm taking action on that again.
I wouldn't take that Pats bet.
Hey, I haven't lost money on the Pats all year.
Seattle hasn't lost by more than 10 in 5 years, which is fucking crazy.
That's pretty good.
The Patriots like do it once every like 10 years, but when they do, like Seattle hasn't done it in 5 years. That's really good because they, like I said, they don't give up a lot of points, but they don't score a ton. But they, so they'll blow out some teams, but they'll never lose by being blown out. So,
and Russell usually can make plays at the end of games to kind of come back. He's like Andrew Luck.
He's got a clutch. He's got a clutch gene on him. Plus, he's banging Ciara, and that's points for something. Knocked her up on the first try.
It's not points for anything anymore. He's married now, so.
Yeah, which, yeah. I take her over Giselle. She got that.
That's crazy.
Well, not,
that's
not, crazy. Not the bank account, but that she got that freak in her, bruh. You don't think so?
That's crazy.
Have you ever seen her dance?
She's like a six. She's huge. She's like an ostrich.
She might be just as tall.
You need to meet more Brazilians. If you don't think Giselle's freaky, then.
I think Giselle's very good looking, but I'd take Ciara over. I'm a big booty guy.
Hey, I'm partial to Tom's first. Play.
Huh?
I'm partial to Bridget.
Plus, I don't like to disrespect Tom Brady's wife by saying I'd like to date her.
Yeah. I'd like to take her out for a nice.
I'd take her out for a yogurt, a movie, and bring her home. 11 o'clock on the dot.
Before the street lights come on.
Exactly.
What's the prediction for this week?
Well, I got predictions here. See, where did I write mine here? Next page-a-roo. So I wrote down, it's going to be low scoring. It's going to be great to watch. A lot of a defensive battle. Like I said, Seattle's got the revenge angle playing for them, which I think is always difficult. So if this was in Seattle, I said that they would win. But I think the Patriots are going to win 20-17 on a Gostkowski field goal at the end.
Wow.
That's what I think. What do you think, Vince?
23-13 Patriots.
Only 13 points.
Only 13, yeah.
What did they put up? 38 or something against Buffalo?
Yeah, what'd they put up against?
Yeah, they put up big points. I've been hot on this podcast with my picks so far. Pretty much drilled like four of the games that have.
Yeah, you've been hot.
I've been hot. So
you've always took the Patriots, so yeah.
Yeah, well.
So yeah,
hard not to.
Yeah, it's a simple formula.
Yeah, so I'm taking them. I'm thinking the Patriots are going to score 23, and they're going to hold them to 13.
I'm going shocker. 37-31 Patriots.
Wow,
that's a high scoring game on a good defense.
37-31.
What is Seattle? Seattle, some weird. Stat where if they give up 24 points, they lose like 95% of the time.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So it's like there's some crazy record. They're like I don't know, like 2-30 in Pete Carroll's fucking career when he gave up 24 points. Which, if we all remember, they won the Super Bowl 28-24. So maybe it was 28 points. I don't remember. It was something like that. God, it was in the mid-20s.
Can you imagine?
Tone, why don't you look up a stat, Tone?
San Francisco was that close a few years ago with Colin Kaepernick.
That defense was.
Yeah.
That defense was legit.
But that offense could move the ball. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah,
they beat
line.
The Patriots in
they
Gillette.
They could run the ball.
That team beat the Patriots in Gillette Stadium on a fucking in a night game, which is like almost impossible to do.
Then we turn around and spank Houston the next week.
Was that right? I don't remember what happened. All I remember was being annoyed that Colin Kaepernick beat us in his afro. And his... How about Stephen A. Smith went in on Colin Kaepernick today hard.
Yeah, he did.
I loved it.
Colin Kaepernick said he didn't care who won the election.
If you're going to be so political with your stance about the national anthem and not vote for president, kind of sends a message that you don't really know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know. I kind of follow his logic, though. I can see that. Like, why would you...
Vote for yourself. Vote for anyone. You try to make a change if you want to make a change.
Yeah, it's kind of a mockery, though.
The thing is, there's a large majority of Americans that voted, that did not vote, and are making a bunch of noise about how the election turned out, which
that's
is
that's George Cowan's
so
best bit.
That's very upsetting.
He said, George Cowan, he's fucking old. I didn't vote, so I can complain. You guys all did vote for these people, so shut up now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? So I had a little Colts annoying. Indianapolis Colts annoyance of the week.
Wait, that goes against everything I said.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You guys have opposite point of views on these on the subject.
George Carlin was wrong.
Fuck that idiot.
If you don't vote, you can't say anything.
He's dead anyway. What does he know? So I had some Indianapolis Colts annoying things of this week. First one, which just shows you mindset in Indianapolis since forever. And why it doesn't matter to play football there. Robert Mathis, and I'm paraphrasing here, saying it was bigger for the Indianapolis Colts and Indianapolis to beat the Patriots
in 2006 than to win the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game. He thinks that was the bigger moment of that season, beating the Patriots and getting rid of the demons. That's like the Red Sox Yankees thing, or like say, or the United States Miracle on Ice team beating the Russians. Yeah, that's the big part of the thing, but the biggest part is winning the championship. You went there to win the gold medal. You didn't go there to fucking win the silver medal.
Well, if you win it, you can say that it was that was bigger. Like, it was bigger that, we beat the Yankees than we beat the Cardinals. But if we didn't agree. if we didn't beat the Cardinals, then it wouldn't have mattered.
Look, it's bigger. It was USA on Ice team. It was bigger political-wise. And, you know, coaching-wise, that we beat Russia. But in the whole fucking scheme of things, it's bigger that you beat Finland and won the gold medal. Or Sweden, whatever fucking team they played. It doesn't even matter.
It would have taken it would have taken away from the win. It
yeah, you beat Russia, but you couldn't beat Finland.
But you could never say you could never say that the Finland win was bigger than the Russian win.
How does Team Soviet Mussolini Union. Score a hat-trick? I don't know. Dude, he's Finnish, isn't he? The Finnish Flash. Yeah, he's Finnish. Yeah. So that's another look. So another question, right off the dome of the smartest guy in the world, of course, a guy that can terrific improver. They asked Reggie Wayne if if he was okay with Tom Brady being named MVP, and he said, "No, he can't be named MVP because they caught him cheating." Okay, Reggie, guy that couldn't play on the team because it was too hard.
That is one of the whiniest
baby
things.
And everyone was killing him on Twitter. And he's like, "Show me where I said that." And somebody just posted the quote. Yeah. He's like, "You said it right here in this paragraph here." Yeah.
Did you hear what Tom said?
I highlighted it for
Tom
you.
Was like, "I had a great time with Reggie. We had a lot of good conversations." And then
we had a lot of good conversations for the 3 days he was here because he quit.
Yeah, they were like, he was actually just talking shit about you. He's like, "Oh, really?" He's like, "Well, I still don't care."
He's like, "I don't care. Like, I have 4 Super Bowls. He has 1 because he fucking is a bum." And sure, he might be in the Hall of Fame only because Peyton Manning put him there. But let's talk about your friend, your fucking wide receiver partner, who is a murderer, allegedly. But either way, we don't have to talk about that. You can Google it. Marvin Harrison and his guns. But either way, I mean,
things happen around car washes that we can't explain.
Philadelphia car wash is a dangerous place, man. It's a gas. It's a cash business. Everyone knows it. So anyway, just Reggie Wayne, just shut the fuck up, you dumb mouth. What do you know? You know, show me a fact he cheated. Show me any evidence. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not a talking head. You're not some sports guy that's going to be on these sports talk shows because you played football. It's another fucking guy that should get a radio job in Indianapolis because he played for the Colts. Oh, Reggie, what do you think about Andrew this week? I don't know, Joe. I mean, they look pretty good against Green Bay, but I don't know if they could run the ball. Well said, Reggie. Can you get us some coffee? Or,
I'd say you gotta love guys like Rodney Harrison and Randy Moss because they played on multiple teams, yet they still go back to how awesome it was for the Pats and
playing for Belichick because
they realized the difference.
Exactly. So he wanted to play
Ocho Cinco.
He wanted to play baby football where you don't get hit and you don't play hard. You don't practice hard. You just run routes. Nobody touches you. And in New England, that's not how they play or practice. And that's why they win all the time. And that's why you're fucking talking on the radio in San Clemente, California, wherever the fuck you are.
So you go practice. Cyrus Jones got practice boy of the week for like 3 straight weeks. You think he's going
to
come back?
Yeah, they're going to have to put him in now.
I got to talk to my source.
Vince is on the
inside. That's a throwback. Vince loves to go back to his source about him being thrown off the team before the season even started. I hate your sources.
He's gotten like 6 more snaps than me. Like,
been thrown out of 1 more game than you. Yeah. And then we got our shit together. Big Sunday night matchup this week. We'll see how it goes. I think the Pats win this week. And then what do they got next week? Jets, Bills, fucking somebody. They're playing somebody next week.
Yeah.
And
that's for sure.
It's definitely going
to
happen.
We're on to Seattle.
You guys can
right
Google
now.
It. It doesn't matter. Right, we're now on to Seattle. We don't have to worry about anything. You got anything to plug there, Ty?
No, I was just going to ask you about your, that note you
penis
wrote.
Size?
Like, who are you going to, that note you wrote? You want to talk about that instead of the game? Seattle. Never mind.
What?
I'm trying to get you to just do the Belichick thing right there, but you weren't looking.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Follow me on Twitter.
How about tell me? How about tweet at? Tell, text me or just write me a note. Say, hey, we're gonna do a bit in a minute. I want you, don't just fucking run into something. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he was mind melding.
Yeah, it's Tyler on fucking Twitter. God damn, I have like 12 followers. That's I just nice. Need to get 100 to feel
that's not bad.
Somewhat good about myself.
I just hit 50, feeling pretty good about myself. Yeah. I don't have anything to plug, but I guess I'll. Does Dom have anything to plug? I just wanted to thank Dom for being on the show.
Yeah, and, exactly, Dom. Great job.
Yeah, job over there.
It's probably eating or smoking. Eating or smoking or texting anti-Semitic rants somewhere.
Chain-smoking cigarettes while he's posting on Twitter.
Yeah. Repeating Facebook, Trump.
Actually. All right, so as always, follow me at MalcolmGoPod on Twitter or my main account at BradyDisciple on Twitter. And you can get at us on Gmail, MalcolmGoPodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, tell us what you want to talk about. I've had a few fans. Why do I say fans? Like, I have fans. Well, a few people on Twitter ask me, you know, to do a few things and a few questions. And we'd love to interact more with the show, be a little bit more interactive with people. So, yeah, get after us and let us know what you think. And go Pats.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All from this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, you're honored. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is intercepted. They got it. Field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey! Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're
the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you.